Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. We've got more on housing, folks. This time, we're looking at what our new governor, Maura Healey, has planned to address the housing crisis in Massachusetts. WBUR reporter Simone Rios has been following what the Healey administration has planned, and he is here with us now.
Hey, Daryl. It's good to be here.
Simone, man, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming by.
Indeed, indeed.
So, Simone, let's get into it. It's no secret that folks in Massachusetts are really struggling when it comes to securing affordable housing. So tell me, how bad is the issue at the state level and locally?
Look, 200,000. That's one estimate for how many housing units need to be built now for the current demand. So if you can just imagine going forward and all the changes that can happen, that number gets bigger and bigger. And we're not building enough to keep up with that. And we haven't been for decades, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot has to change if this so-called housing crisis is going to see its end. And a lot of people are saying, hey, Maura Healey, you promised to bring this into high gear. You have this new government. Let's see what you got. What are you going to do once and for all to set out a framework for assessing the statewide housing crisis? And what's the plan to address it?
Now, Simone, it's early in the Healey administration.
Yeah, 3 weeks. 3 weeks isn't a lot. Not even 3 weeks.
But she did make housing a big focus during her campaign. What do we know about her plans to support affordable housing? You know, I understand there's a new cabinet position in the works. Am I right?
Right. So early on, Maura Healey released a housing platform when she was running, promising to kick housing policy into high gear in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And there's been like several initiatives that have been mentioned, but frankly, without a lot of substance or like, you know, legislation behind them. One of them is a push to use more state-owned land to develop affordable housing. You know, and more generally, and this is something that Charlie Baker cared a lot about, was to close the racial home ownership gap. I sat down with Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll last week. They're putting a lot of effort into the creation of this new housing secretary. So the question I had is, like, are we going to see a roadmap, an assessment that details exactly what is needed in terms of housing across the state over what period of time? Mm-hmm. The answer I got from the lieutenant governor was that yes, that once this new housing secretary is chosen and comes into office, you know, they'll lay out some kind of roadmap that would like bring together various local and regional housing assessments. You know, Boston did one under the Walsh administration where they said we need to build so many thousands of units each year. And then every year they would submit annual updates. So I think a lot of people, and rightly so, want to see some kind of similar plan from the state. Listen to this. I talked to Vanessa Calderon Rosado. She heads this nonprofit in the South End called Inquilinos Boricuas en Acción. And she sat on Maura Healey's housing transition team before Healey took office. And she thinks we have a lot to look forward to on the housing front from this new administration.
I think that what we will see is definitely more resources, more conversations about housing and solutions for housing, including, you know, obviously my main push is to develop more and to preserve more. But there's also, you know, the needs to support homeless families and individuals.
And Daryl, another thing Vanessa told me is that she wants to see a roadmap, like a comprehensive statewide assessment of the housing need and a pathway to get to solving it. And that's something a lot of people share in requesting from this administration. And the administration says it's going to do it.
Tell me, what are you hearing from others who have a stake in this affordable housing conversation?
Right. I mean, when I set out to do this reporting, my goal was to talk to people on various sides of the housing world. So you have tenant advocates, you have landlord advocates, you have think tank policy people, you have developers. So I wanted to hear from a bunch of different people about what their expectations are of the new administration. One of the people I spoke to was Doug Quattrocci of Mass Landlords. They have like 3,000 members, landlords in Massachusetts. And he's really hoping that all these diverse voices really get a seat at the table in terms of discussing the housing problems.
I'm hopeful that Governor Healey will be really interested in getting all different voices at the table. I think really when we have tough conversations with different viewpoints, like you got the landlords on the one side and renter advocates on the other, I really believe together we can come up with good solutions, good compromises to people.
Quattrocci actually had a good idea, I thought. One of the pieces of legislation that he's going to pursue is what he called an intermediary license or an intermediate license so that landlords can perform like really basic plumbing and electrical work in their units, where now they have to hire a very expensive professional to come in and do this kind of work. When, you know, frankly, if you have the will to do it, fixing a faucet or, you know, installing a light switch is something that Quattrocci thinks should be permitted. If you look at what's leading to this great housing shortage we have, one of the main things is cost. And there's so many reasons why it's so expensive to build housing. Quattrocci has a little solution right there in terms of allowing landlords to do some electrical and plumbing work. But, you know, there's a lot more. Talk to people in the affordable housing space, and they have a slew of policies, a legislative agenda that they've been pursuing for years, you know. And a lot of people thought that certain legislative initiatives would be vetoed by the governor, and some were, by Governor Baker. And they're hoping that changes with Maura Healey. You know, so one is a tenant's right to counsel to a lawyer when they're in housing court. And then another one to seal eviction records so that people who are trying to rent apartments don't face discrimination on the basis of past evictions. Lots of people have high hopes in this administration. And I think they're kind of casting their own dreams and aspirations onto the new governor.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Simone.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, the Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. I want to pivot for a moment. News recently broke that Mayor Michelle Wu wants to bring a rent control policy to Boston. We spoke with Emma Platoff from The Globe about that yesterday. But rent control can't happen in Boston without state approval. So my question is, where does Governor Healey stand on this issue, and has she addressed it at all?
Look, I think Wu and Healey both ran on the same rent stabilization, not to use the word rent control, rent stabilization platform. Mm-hmm. So they expressed an openness to it, but without outlining specifically what that means, because it can mean many different things. So it turns out that Boston, under Michelle Wu, wants to put a 10% cap on rent increases. I don't think we know yet whether the Healey administration is going to support and advocate for that. But yeah, Maura Healey definitely said during her campaign that rent stabilization should be one tool in a toolbox that goes to addressing housing. Now, I'll say that 10% cap on rent increases is very high mm-hmm. in the eyes of affordable housing advocates. You know, I don't know if I could afford a 10%.
I mean, I'm thinking about rent. It like, oh, that's a lot of money.
Right. And to see if it happened, you know, every year, like, yeah. you know, that's a lot.
Talk to me about Healey's road ahead. You know, just how much of an uphill battle is it for her to have success on this particular issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, I talked to a developer recently about the rent control proposal in Boston, and he was saying, look, you know, we're facing these huge challenges. I mean, interest rates are up, construction labor is through the roof, as is the price of land. And then on top of that, you have the city of Boston coming with a rent control proposal, which comes just a couple weeks after the mayor announced that she wants developers in Boston to be required to build a significantly higher percentage of affordable housing when they carry out large developments. And so it's like, all right, so you're asking all this of us, where are we going to get a break? You know, are we going to get permitting help? Are there going to be subsidies? Is there going to be some kind of, you know, carrot that comes with asking us to shoulder all of these additional costs? And there's a sense that they're not getting that carrot. I think the state can do a lot to change things, but it can't just come on the shoulder of the development community. There has mm-hmm. to be a really wide range of solutions that takes everybody's viewpoints into account, including those of the local municipalities, mm-hmm. who historically have been very opposed to multifamily housing. That's a whole nother issue. And then the legislature, Daryl, as we know, like in recent years, it's hard to get anything significant on the housing front through the legislature. We haven't had major housing legislation in a couple of years. But there is a sense that with the new administration, with this new housing secretariat, with so much talk about the housing crisis, that we could see some major housing legislation in this first year of Maura Healey's government.
What are you watching going forward?
Look, the way I answer this question is I sat down with Kim Driscoll, the lieutenant governor, who's really kind of the spearhead of the administration's housing efforts at this point, before they have a new secretary. I said, what metrics can we use to, in 4 years from now, decide or determine whether the Healey administration has done what it said it was going to do on housing? And she said, first, the number of units. You know, as I said before, we need hundreds of thousands of new units by some estimates. Mm-hmm. She pointed out that development hasn't been happening at the rate that it needs to for decades. So this is not going to be something that they can wave a wand and all of a sudden we fix the housing crisis. She also pointed out that homelessness is on the rise in Massachusetts. Evictions are also on the rise. Mm. So will they be able to reverse that trend? What I'm looking for is that roadmap to really have a comprehensive look at what Massachusetts needs, the situation it's facing, and the solutions that are needed to solve the problem. I want to see that plan. And I think we'll be able to go by that. And then we can watch over the coming years to see if they're making good.
Simone, thank you so much for talking to us about this. This is a very, very, very important issue. I mean, it's housing. People need a place to stay.
Number one.
People need to be able to afford it, etc. So yep. Thank you for coming through and breaking all of this down.
Definitely, Daryl. Good to be here, man. I'll see you next time.
For sure. That's WBUR reporter Simone Rios. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have some thoughts on housing, please hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. We absolutely want to hear your thoughts on this very important topic. With that said, I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.